Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. Next Financial Group Incorporated does not offer tax and or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw that there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of the many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or in educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent and therefore we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today we're going to start our series called Disability Must Knows. Today is the first episode in the series, and we are going to discuss what disability insurance is and how some of the most important definitions to understand when you are receiving quotes for disability insurance. These definitions drastically change your disability coverage, so please listen carefully and grab a pen and paper. So first, let's discuss what disability insurance is in the most basic definition. Disability income insurance is insurance that provides financial benefits to a policyholder in the event of sickness or injury or inhibits the ability to work. Disability income insurance is meant as a substitute of no more than 80% of income on a tax-free basis should illness keep you from earning an income in your occupation. Did you know that nearly 90% of disabilities are not work-related and therefore don't qualify for workers' compensation benefits? I found this fact interesting, but I am assuming that you already see the importance of disability insurance since you are listening to this podcast. So congrats. You are one step closer to protecting you and your loved ones. Okay, so now that you are considering buying disability insurance, it is vital that you understand the different definitions of total disability because this definition will drastically impact your coverage. There are typically three definitions used when discussing total disability, and they are own occupation disability insurance, modified own occupation, now commonly referred to as income replacement insurance, and gainful occupation coverage. First, we have own occupation or own OC disability insurance, which is the most inclusive definition of total disability obtainable. This type of policy will have a definition that says, the inability to perform the material and substantial duties of your regular occupation, the insurance company will consider your occupation to be the occupation you are engaged in at the time you become disabled. I have found that most people stay home for some time from their disability, but if they are also able to work in another field, they will eventually go back to work. Own occupation disability insurance is the only plan that does not penalize someone for going back to work in a different occupation while receiving disability payments from their insurance plan. Under this type of plan, if you have a sickness or injury that prevents you from performing your occupation, and that is the occupation at the time that you become disabled, you are considered totally disabled even if you decide to go back and work in a different occupation. Next, there is income replacement insurance. This is the most common definition of total disability in the industry today. Most insurance carriers that have stopped offering own occupation disability insurance have moved to become income replacement definition. You will see that the first part of the definition is very similar to an own occupation definition, but as we look at the second part of the definition, you will see a major difference. A typical income replacement definition will say something along the lines of, because of sickness or injury, you're unable to perform the material and substantial duties of your occupation and are not engaged in any other occupation. The income replacement definition will penalize you if you make the decision to go back to work or earn another source of earned income while receiving payments from your insurance company. Lastly, there is the gainful occupation coverage. This definition of total disability is very common in an employer-sponsored group long-term disability insurance policy. In our opinion, it is the least favorable definition. This definition basically leaves the determination of whether or not you are disabled up to the insurance company. A typical definition will look like this. Because of sickness or injury, you are unable to perform the material and substantial duties of your occupation or any occupation for which you are deemed reasonably qualified by education, training, or experience. An insurance company may be able to say that even though you cannot work in your occupation, you can fold clothes at your local Old Navy. If you are considering buying disability insurance, you should be buying a policy with a definition that gives you peace of mind. If you have a policy with this definition, you should see a trusted representative to see what other occupations are available to you. In addition to the definitions that surround receiving payment during disability, there are important definitions to understand about the renewability of your disability insurance coverage. There are three definitions commonly used today, the first being non-cancelable and guaranteed renewable, and conditionally renewable. I'm going to ask Jenna DeRee, my Vice President of Marketing, to go into detail about these important definitions. Jenna?
Thank you, Craig. First, I will discuss non-cancelable guaranteed renewable. This definition guarantees that there will be no changes to your premium schedule, that being the cost of your insurance and when you pay it, your monthly benefits, how much you're receiving, or your policy benefits to age 65 or a certain age. That is defined at the time that you apply for the insurance. The insurance company legally cannot change any aspect of your current policy unless you've instructed them to do so. Many people do not have a guarantee that their income will never go down again. But under a non-cancelable policy, if your income goes down and you become totally disabled, the insurance company will pay you the total disability benefit you originally applied for and was approved for. So for instance, let's say you applied and you said last year you made $300,000 in income. You are approved for disability insurance with a monthly amount equaling that of $300,000, totaling the whole year. Now, you become disabled in a year that you only made $100,000 in income. You will still be paid the benefit that you applied for, which was when you were making an income of $300,000 a year. Next, there is guaranteed renewable. This type of renewability feature is a small downgrade from non-cancelable guaranteed renewable. This states that there is an insurance company that will probably not change anything about the policy, but they do have the right to do so. They can change the premium by state, policy year, or occupational class with approval from your state. Be careful of this definition and double check your policies and quotes that you may already have. Lastly, there is a conditionally renewable policy that provides no guarantees. Each year, you'll be held to the requirements of the insurance company in order to renew your disability insurance policy. This is very dangerous, and in my opinion, you should avoid this definition. Today, we started our discussion on disability insurance policies. We reviewed what disability insurance is and the important definitions surrounding disability insurance policies. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and do not apply to the investment performance or safety of the investment options. In future episodes, we will be covering some other important terms to be aware of when applying for disability insurance. We'll also discuss optional riders that are available, some of the various exclusions, and some of the questions you can expect to see on a disability insurance application. This is our first episode in our series entitled Disability Must Knows. We would like to thank you for listening, and we hope that you benefited from the time you spent with us today. and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you are also considering life insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent objective financial advice, this is Jenna Durie, Vice President of Marketing of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.